Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
And the runners up today. We're going to start off with a guy who got lost in a sewer.
Yeah, in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And apparently he'd been down there for several days and could not explain how he got there or what he was doing there, but several days in the sewer.
We got a guy who could explain what he was doing with regard to his knuckleheaded behavior, but it wasn't good enough for the cops. They say he's facing prison time. This is the professor in Japan who taught his students how to manufacture ecstasy. He said he just wanted to further their knowledge of pharmaceuticals.
I've been watching Breaking Bad, 10 years removed, and I'm learning a little chemistry.
Well, this is good. He's teaching them what happens after you get caught making.
I got you.
The illegal pharmaceuticals. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is some knucklehead in Pioneer Square swinging around a 25-foot piece of pipe.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
And this is the kind of story where when you think, oh God, these cops, who would want this job? So it all started around 6:30 Monday evening when a guy went into an alley there at Pioneer Square to dump his recycling stuff into one of the bins. And there was a man in the alleyway.
Who had established residency.
He said, you don't come into this alley. This is my alley.
Not dropping trash and stuff.
Not here. This is mine. This is my turf. And he picked up a 25-foot piece of pipe and started swinging that around. Said, you won't be coming in here. And so the guy said, okay, and backed on out of there and called police. And so the police then made their way down to the alley. According to the Seattle Police report, officers approached the suspect and explained that he could not chase people out of the alley at Pipe Point. But the guy again insisted to police, I own this alley. You cops aren't even coming into this alley.
It's going to be Pipe Place Market before you know it.
So there was a 2-hour standoff before the guy eventually caved in. I don't know what made, but he was swinging the pipe around at the cops, twirling it around.
Not like, when I taser him in the chest.
I don't know how they talked him down, but eventually they did.
A taser to the neck would do it.
And they took him into custody. So that alleyway is now, I guess it's anybody.
Open for business.
Yeah, it's open for recycling. Our 930.
Recycling urine.
The pipe is now heading for recycling. Our 930 Knucklehead winner. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.